It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Erica Brehm.
Our guest today is Kane Sheik, community organizer with the Sierra Club. Kane works with the Ready 100 program, pushing Springfield to commit to 100% renewable energy by 2035. So, Kane, there are a few bills in the Missouri legislature right now that the Sierra Club is watching pretty closely. Can you tell me more about?
Absolutely. So SB 230 and HB 488 take away the ability of local governments to make decisions about what kind of energy sources really best serve their community. This one-size-fits-all approach fails to allow our local governments the ability to pursue policies that protect our health and financial resources and put those back in the hands of our local families, businesses, and local lawmakers. Appears to be an effort by the methane gas industry to stop communities that want to choose a less polluting future. These bills aren't really a response to anything that's happening here in Missouri. Actually, these bills are in response to a newer building code that's being enacted in cities in California and other states that are mandating electrification for new construction and prohibit gas hookups. So this preemptive attempt to deny communities and their leadership to make the right choice and a choice that is right for their communities in the future. While we do support transitioning away from methane that results in 10% of total U.S. emissions, we also support a community's right to choose what's best for their community members. And these bills are taking those choices away from them.
So how will these bills impact like energy in our state? You mentioned it's in response to California. So what about here, especially since we just experienced a bitter cold snap in mid-February where people were asked to kind of reduce energy consumption?
First and foremost, the real problem of the polar vortex came from natural gas really not performing like it should. While wind turbines and solar panels were performing as expected, when we look at energy reliability, gas and dirty fuels are more unreliable than renewable sources when it comes to things like natural disasters. We should be using this polar vortex really as a case study of why a renewable future is so important.
How does this impact like our super local community, not just our state, but for example, City Utility has a goal for sustainable energy in the future. NYXA is using solar panels currently. Like, how is this bill going to impact those initiatives locally?
Well, the kind of good news about this is Springfield owns their own utility company, and that means that they can work together with the city on these issues. And if Springfield wants to electrify, they can because of this reason. It would be neighbors like Republic and Ozark that would be denied this right to choose and have those choices be made by large utility companies instead of their local governments. Springfield has really made good efforts for sustainable energy, but we need more action coming from City Council and the Board of Public Utilities. Since 2014, Springfield has gone from 10% of their energy coming from renewable sources to over 40% in 2021. And because our utilities are municipally owned, this has really given Springfield the freedom to make that expansion faster than most cities in our state. Even though Springfield is moving in the right direction, we and as the Sierra Club are looking for a commitment from City Utilities that they will make 100% of their energy come from renewable sources by 2035. And I know that that sounds like a lofty goal, but if they stay on the same growth rate that they are currently on, it's definitely possible.
So on that note, you're talking about renewable energy and how EU is kind of changing up its energy sources. There's another bill. It's a solar bill. It's House Bill 539 and Senate Bill 178. From what we understand, if it was passed, it would put penalties on people who have solar panels on their homes or businesses. But a lot of the Missouri electric cooperatives, the people who supply energy to the state, say that they need to have this penalty because they're incurring extra costs from having to supply energy and connect to those homes to the grid. So what is the Sierra Club's position on this particular set of bills?
These bills would significantly increase the costs of homeowners and businesses to participate in net metering. This is going to lessen the incentive for homeowners to choose solar panels to put on their homes. And really, solar is the fastest growing industry in our state, or one of the fastest growing industries in our state. And we have multiple solar installation companies actually just right here in Springfield. This growth has been assisted by Missouri's net metering program, which means that if solar panels can't be connected to the power grid, the incentive to have solar on your roof would go down. This relationship not only lessens the energy burdens for homeowners, but also promotes a healthy, sustainable growth in our state. These bills would allow utilities to charge solar users more for connecting to their grid. So it is kind of a discriminatory bill for solar customers.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. We appreciate you talking with us. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters. Our guest today was Kane Sheik. He is with the Sierra Club. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available online at ksmu.org. Join us this week, Monday through Thursday at noon, for a KSMU series featuring interviews with all City Council, Mayor, and Springfield Public Schools Board of Education candidates. This week's series is hosted by the League of Women Voters and other community organizations with a shared goal of educating voters. Join us and be an informed voter on April 6th.